Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about Momo.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
When people think of cryptids, arguably the first form to come to mind is that of the Sasquatch. And although the mighty Bigfoot is the undisputed king, the Sasquatch seems to have very localized variations all over North America and the world. We've already discussed the Yucca Man from Southern California and the Albatwitch from Pennsylvania, and there will undoubtedly be future episodes about Arkansas's Falk Monster and Florida's Skunk Ape. But today, we're going to talk about the Sasquatch species that hangs out near the small city of Louisiana, Missouri, about an hour and a half north of St. Louis. Today, we're taking a look at Momo. Momo is described as looking, well, like a Sasquatch. It's about 7 or 8 feet tall and covered in thick, dark brown hair. It walks on its hind legs, sort of ape-like, and has a giant pumpkin-shaped head. Some witnesses claim that it, like almost all cryptids, has glowing red or orange eyes, but most agree that its thick mane of fur covers its eyes so they aren't plainly visible. It's also got either 3 toes or 5 toes, depending upon which witness's set of tracks you want to look at. The one thing that all witnesses agree on is the smell. Momo stinks. Like, really stinks. Like, smell it before you see it stinks. Oh, and for you animal lovers, Momo is also said to eat dogs and cats, so we may have just found your mortal enemy cryptid. Like many forested cryptids, Momo is thought to have its origins in Native American folklore. The Osage tribe's people, in what would become the Missouri area, have told tales of giant, hairy bipedal creatures roaming the woods. Even Viking explorers who found themselves far enough inland would report seeing Sasquatch-like animals on their journeys. New World Americans in the Missouri region have reported seeing beasts that are believed to be Momo as far back as the 1940s, although these accounts are speculative and mostly legends. The big rash of sightings came in the monster-crazed, exploitative early 70s, when the entire country seemed to be looking for Bigfoot. Momo is what was found in the heartland, and the name itself is a combination of the abbreviations of Missouri and Monster, M-O-M-O, or Momo. And, before we go any further, this Momo is not to be confused with the internet creepypasta Momo from a few years back. That's a whole different Momo, and maybe a topic for a future episode. But this Momo is pre-internet. The first actual reported sighting of Momo was on August 13, 1965. A young woman named Christine Van Acker was sitting with her mother in her car when a large, dark-haired creature allegedly attacked the car, lifting the back end all the way off the ground. It also managed to get to Christine, leaving her face bruised and her eyes blackened. A picture of her face was published in national newspapers the next day, and the Momo legend was born. The next sighting of Momo wasn't until 1971. Two women named Joan Mills and Mary Ryan were driving to St. Louis and stopped along the side of Highway 79 for a picnic lunch. Before they could fully enjoy their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they smelled a horrible stench. Soon after, they saw a huge, half-man, half-ape approach from the tall weeds, grab one of their sandwiches, and start chowing down. Not about to fight the beast for the food, the horrified women retreated, locked themselves in their car, and hoped for the creature to leave. And hope was all they could do, since Mills' car keys were in her purse, which was left near the creature. They honked the horn, and that got the beast to flee, after it had finished eating its Sammy, of course. The most well-known encounter with Momo occurred on July 11, 1972, at about 3:30 in the afternoon. Terry and Wally Harrison, ages 8 and 5, were playing in their yard when they saw, and smelled, Momo wander out of the woods. The two boys screamed in terror, which alerted their older sister, 15-year-old Doris, who was in the house. She looked out the window and saw the black, hairy creature standing about 7 feet tall on its hind legs. She could also smell the stink through the open window. It was holding what Doris believed to be the corpse of a dead dog in its arms. Terry and Wally, along with their own dog, Chubby, hightailed it inside while Doris called their parents, Edgar and Betty. Edgar and Betty rushed home, But by then, all traces of the creature were gone. A couple of days later, on July 14th, Edgar heard growls and howls outside the family's home and called some friends out to help investigate. By the time the posse had arrived, whatever had made the noises was gone, but it left behind its horrible stench, some dark hairs, a set of five-toed tracks, and an oddly human-shaped handprint. A neighbor of the Harrisons named Pat Howard also reportedly saw the creature run across the road near the Harrison house, but didn't think much of it until the Harrison story came out a few days later. Shortly after the Harrisons' encounter, a man named Richard Allen Murray, who was a former fire chief and a member of Louisiana's city council, spotted Momo while he was driving along a dry creek bed near the Mississippi River. Off to the side of the road, Murray saw something moving in the woods. He steered his headlights towards it and saw a huge, hairy ape man near the edge of the tree line. The lights startled Momo, and the creature darted back into the forest before Murray could get a decent look at it. On July 21st of 1972, a man named Ellis Miner was disturbed by his dog's barking and went to check it out. He shined a flashlight out into the night, and the beam fell upon a 6-foot-tall beast with dark brown hair standing erect in the middle of his yard. As with Murray's encounter, the creature seemed surprised by the light and ran into the woods before Miner could get a better look. On August 3rd of that same year, a resident named Bill Sudarth also heard a high-pitched howl outside his home, and when he investigated, all he found was a set of 3-toed tracks in his garden. After this quick rash of sightings, Momo fever took over Louisiana. Sightings were fairly common, even if some of them were more smellings or hearings than sightings, meaning the witnesses just assumed any old rank smell or loud growl was Momo. Most of the actual sightings were fleeting glimpses of shadowy figures in the woods, but Doris Harrison claimed to have spotted the creature a few more times, and she definitely knew what it looked like. All of these sightings captured the imaginations of both scientists and monster hunters. Plaster casts of tracks were made, and armed posses flooded the woods. It became a bit of a joke, with one candidate for town sheriff named Jack Floyd saying that he was there to get rid of his competition for sheriff. But for all the searching by both cryptozoologists and hunters, everyone came up empty, except for a few disturbed dog graves and scattered bones that only served to amplify the story that Momo was a pet eater. All was calm again in Louisiana, for a while at least. Then, in 1991, William McGee was driving a four-wheeler on his family's property outside of Bowling Green, Missouri, about 15 miles south of Louisiana, when he saw a 7-foot-tall biped covered in dark brown fur hunched over near a stream about 30 feet away from him. McGee says he made eye contact with the creature for a second, and he claims its face was more human than primate, not ape-like at all. Then, just like that, the beast leapt over the 8-foot-tall creek bank and fled. McGee, who himself is a cryptozoologist and a Bigfoot tracker, told his father and grandfather about his encounter, and they both claimed to have seen it too, multiple times. And later on Valentine's Day 2015, McGee's son-in-law had an encounter with the creature where he saw it run across the road in front of him at dusk. Other visitors to the McGee property have claimed to see the beast as well, so it's possible that Momo may have set up a migratory home near the McGee estate. Sporadic sightings still dot the area around Louisiana and Bowling Green, but like with most Bigfoot-type cryptids, scientific proof has eluded cryptozoologists and monster hunters alike. So, what could Momo actually be? Well, the most obvious explanation would be that witnesses are mistaking another large mammal for a Sasquatch. While apes are not native to North America, bears are, and black bears are about the reported size of Momo. It's entirely possible that Momo could be a bear that has learned to walk on its hind legs, and a bear with mange would certainly look horrifying enough to be mistaken for Momo. Richard Allen Murray, the ex-fireman who spotted Momo on the dry creek bed, admitted that what he saw may have been a black bear, as after the Harrison sighting, Momo was on everyone's mind. And several plaster casts of Momo tracks were examined by Oklahoma City Zoo director Lawrence Curtis and found to be an unknown species of primate. So, maybe Momo is some other animal that has been mistaken for a Sasquatch. Another theory suggests that Momo may be some type of prehistoric creature that is supposed to be extinct, but somehow survived without being detected by modern man. Some even say it may be a Neanderthal or a missing link between apes and men, and that's as good a theory as any. Others believe that Momo may be of extraterrestrial origin, since there have been reports of fireballs and colored lights in the sky above Louisiana and the surrounding areas. It may be that Momo is an alien who was left there by a UFO, either by mistake or to study humankind. The next explanation is also the most logical, and that is that it's all a hoax. While Louisiana hasn't really profited off of Momo as much as other towns with resident monsters have, the story did fascinate and attract people back in the day. William McGee claims to know a radio DJ who fabricated reports of Momo to keep the story alive, even estimating that about 80% of the reports were made up. The hoax theory takes a wild turn when one considers the story told by Priscilla Giltner, a Louisiana high school teacher who claims that not only was Momo a hoax, but that she knows who was behind it. She won't name names, saying that they're nice boys, but she did get her suspects to admit to her that they made a Momo costume out of a fur coat and roamed the woods. Giltner suggests that the boys had no idea that their prank would blow up like it did, and actually felt a bit guilty when it got so out of hand. So, at least according to one Louisiana citizen, Momo was just a person in a costume. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, the official party line is that Momo does not exist. Of course, with no scientific proof, what else would they say? So that leaves us with our favorite explanation, that Momo is an undiscovered, as yet unclassified by science, animal, a cryptid. Sadly, Louisiana doesn't celebrate Momo like other towns do with their cryptids. At the height of Momo fever, there was a slight boom in visitation to the town, but that's probably due to the country's fascination with Bigfoot and all things mysterious and monstrous in the 70s. There are no Momo festivals, just a small display at the Louisiana Area Historical Museum. Momo does have a craft beer named after it, and also has a song about it penned by entertainer Bill White. Also, Six Flags St. Louis had a Momo ride from 1973 until 1994. And there was a corny movie made in 2019 called Momo, the Missouri Monster, that is, well, just as exploitational as you'd expect. As for Doris Harrison, she defended her sighting up until her death in 2021, claiming that she was tired of being questioned and doubted about it. And William McGee still lives on the property upon which he had his encounter. He even built a house on the spot where he saw Momo. So, the McGee-Momo family connection is still intact, and probably will be for generations to come. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids.